When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yo! Welcome into the House of L podcast. I am Lawrence Holmes. Thank you so much for hanging out today. Man, have I got an episode for you. If you are a Bears fan, I can't imagine you're not going to like this episode. I mean, I guess anything's possible. Anything is possible! You know that line was supposed to be impossible is nothing. But Kevin Garnett got caught up in the moment, and that's okay. Julius Peppers, Devin Hester, Steve Mongo McMichael are going into the Hall of Fame this weekend. And I wanted to talk with Charles Tillman because, you know, he knows Mongo and he played with Julius Peppers on the defense and he blocked for Devin Hester. So I figured that would be a pretty perfect person to put on. And so we decided that we were going to do this and we were trying to find time to get Charles. I always offer guests multitude of options. Like, hey, you can be on the radio show. You know, Dan is pretty good. If I say, hey, such and such wants to be on the radio show, he's like, okay. If that time doesn't work out with you, I have a television show that I do, at least for the next couple of months, over at NBC Sports Chicago. And if that doesn't work, we'll take you on House of L and we'll record whenever you want. This ended up working out really well because I was able to record with Charles and we used it on NBC Sports Chicago. So big thanks to them for helping put this on the air. But here's the thing, television, a 30-minute television show is really only about 22, 23 minutes, and this interview is 20 minutes long. So we couldn't run all of it, so I said to the folks over there, can I take this, since I booked it and, you know, I helped schedule it, I was like, can I take this and put it on House of L? And they said, sure. They've been really good about that. Really good. So what you're getting ready to hear is almost all of the interview. We cleaned up a little bit because it kind of started out. It was a little bit more like personal. Like Charles and I were actually like talking and not doing the interview when we first started out on the Zoom. But I promise that you'll enjoy the football content. There's also more, there's a little surprise for you at the end of the interview. I'll just say that. And for people who are fans of House of L, you know I like to dabble in other things other than sports. So I think that you'll appreciate what Charles is doing when he and I are talking. What he's on his way to while we are talking. So I'm not going to hold you up. I want you to hear this, and I want you to enjoy it. This is talking about Hall of Famers and getting the inside scoop from someone who got a chance to be a part of it. This is Charles Tillman talking about his Hall of Fame brethren from the Bears.
This is a huge week, man. Like I was thinking about it and just all of the stuff that you guys went through and seeing your guys go into the Hall of Fame, what does this mean to you?
Man, I'm happy for him. I'm happy more than anything. I'm happy for him. I'm happy. I'm also a little disgruntled too. I feel like Devin should have been a first ballot guy. The amount of success that man had as a kick returner right? We will never see another Devin Hester again. He is one of one. Now, with that being said, I'm extremely excited for Devin and Pep. How fortunate am I to play with two Hall of Famers? Actually, three, but specifically those two, Pep and Devin. How fortunate and how lucky am I? An honor to block for Devin on all his returns. A huge honor to be on the same field as Pep. Like, Pep, we can talk about these cats all day. How much time you got?
I got as much time as you need. I'll make as all much right. time as you need on this. So why can we start here? What was it like when was the first moment when you realized that Devin was different?
I'd probably say that St. Louis game. But I remember Mike Brown saying, yo, he's the very first return in Green Bay. Mike Brown, I remember he prophesied. He was like, yo, he's special. He's different. He's a different type of kid. He's a different type of return man. He's special. And you got to think, we had just come from our W McQuarters and Zoom. So we had some pretty good returners back there, right? I thought we had some good returners. Zoom made the Pro Bowl at kick return. So am I going to say he had to impress me? Yeah, kind of a little bit, because we had Devin, we had Zoom the year before, and Zoom was really good. And that first one, I saw him take it back. And then on top of what Mike Brown said, oh, yeah, he's special. All right. Then he did it again. And then he did it again. I was sold. By the second one, I was sold. I knew he was special. I knew he was just different. He was a different type of player. He did a really good job of setting up the block and getting us in a position where we could block for him.
Do you remember that little media room that you guys would occasionally, like where that little secret bathroom is that you guys would occasionally? So we would talk to opposing coaches on the phone. We do, you know, like a conference call with them. And that season and seasons next to that, like 07, 08, 09, he was the first thing that other coaches wanted to talk about. Like how they were going to deal with him, whether it was whether they were going to punt high, whether they were going to kick the ball out of bounds. Seeing the way that other teams respected what could happen because Devin was back there, I thought is as telling as any other thing that is a reason that he should be in the Hall of Fame.
Well, how can I phrase this? The fact that people would strategize that much for a return man, I personally don't think it's ever happened. I can't say that definitively because I haven't been in any of the other team rooms. But from listening to other players on other teams, that's all they would talk about. Hey, you got to kick that thing out of bounds. He can't kick it to him. He is that good. We gotta go. We can't kick it to him. Why would you kick it to him? It's the dumbest thing ever. And then I think they found that out in Super Bowl. I'm gonna kick it to him. Okay, you gonna see.
In the Super Bowl, in the moment when the ball is kicked off, and by the way, and this, you know, I talked to Coach Dungy on this show because Charles, he flat out lied to me. I asked him point blank about this, and he remembered. And he's like, you know what? I remember talking to you about it, and I remember that we weren't going to kick to him.
Right.
And then he got some faith in some Jesus and was not scared.
Ego.
And said, I'm going to kick to him. So when you guys are – walk me – what did it feel like on the sideline when you guys are like, what? What just happened?
So – I have a little bit of a different story of that. That was the same year that Ohio State and Florida played the national championship, and Ted Ginn Jr. took the opening kickoff back for a touchdown. And I was like, oh, it's a wrap. Ohio State finna win this game. And Chris Leak and Tim Tebow, they go do their thing, and they win a national championship for Florida. It was the same exact thing that I thought about. Excited. So, yo, He took one back. He's going the distance because it was the first one. It was the opening kickoff of the Super Bowl. Again, I was excited. At the same time, I thought about the national championship with Ted Ginn, Ohio State, and Florida. So I sat in my chair. I don't even think I got up. If there's a film out there of me, I actually sat in my chair and just watched it. Was like, hell yeah. But I wasn't surprised. Do you know why? Because I saw him do it time and time again. So for me, if anything, I expected him to take the kickoff back. I think that's what made us different on punt return and kick return. We expected Devin to get in the end zone every time he touched it. So in some ways, I wasn't shocked he took it back because that's what he does. And then the other part, we got a whole lot of football left. There's a whole lot of football left. So excited, but at the same time, I was very reserved and like, hey, we only took 30 seconds off the clock. It's 14:30 left in this game. So let's calm down. Let's go do it again. We got that success. Shake it off. Let's go do it again. Let's go do it again.
Let me go backwards for a second. Yeah. The game in Arizona, like the miracle that happened in the desert where, you know, Rex was having a rough day. The defense
is having a rough day.
Yeah.
Let's not even blame that on Rex. Offense is having a rough day.
And special teams and defense came through. I'm still struggling on why they kicked the ball to Devin in that moment. Cause I'm like, what are you guys doing? But
ego.
Yeah. Ego. Well, I mean, I think, you know, Coach Denny, RIP, like he spoke to that a little bit when he discussed it afterwards. In that game, and I know that we've talked about this like a little bit over the years, I've seen some of the stuff from inside the locker room at halftime, and Lovie Smith never gave up on you guys, and you guys didn't give up on yourselves in that moment. What was that feeling like inside of that comeback with all of the elements that had to fall into place for you guys to win that game?
That was where we really found our identity for the season. Olin Krutz probably gave the best speech he ever had. And it wasn't anything fancy, this rah, rah, rah. He just goes, hey, we're not going to lose this game. But he said it with so much conviction and so much confidence. So everyone was like, yeah, you're right. You're right. Like, no one really thought we were out of the game. Nobody panicked. Lovie Smith, Coach Smith, he didn't panic. We made our adjustments. Hey, here's what we're going to do. We just got to settle down. We good. Everybody was calm. Nobody got scared. Nobody was like, man, what is the offense doing? Man, we can't. Like, it really wasn't. Nobody was pointing fingers or blaming anybody. I really think that was the defining moment of the 2006 season. Like, that right there, being able to come and deal with that adversity on that big of a stage, a primetime game, and you're down 21-0 at the half, and to come back and to score all those points, specifically on defense and special teams, yeah. At that moment in time, you couldn't tell us our shit didn't stink. We were just Superman, just chest walking out this big. You couldn't tell us nothing. There wasn't anything that we couldn't believe, and that's the mind being the mind. As powerful as it is, we believe anything. You couldn't shake our faith at all.
I am so happy that Badlands Pet Superfood Complete is back on House of L. So I don't have a dog, but I have a friend who has a dog, and that dog has kind of become my best friend. His name is Pudge. He's adorable. He's a Morkie, a Maltese Yorkie mix. So I said, I want to bring over Badlands Pets Superfood Complete and have Pudge try it. And if he liked it, then we were going to stick with Badlands Pets and keep it going. He loved it. We mixed it with a little bit of water. He's a teeny tiny guy, 7 pounds. We mixed it with a little bit of water and he absolutely loved it. And now when it's mixed with his other foods, he sifts through that to get to Badlands Pets Superfood Complete. Between that and the mission that Katherine Heigl has been on, I feel like it's a company that House of L should be partnered with for a long time. And you're going to be the beneficiary of this. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/Loho. I'll say it again. BadlandsRanch.com/Loho. And if you order right now, we're going to give you 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things just like my guy Pudge did, go to BadlandsRanch.com/Loho. BadlandsRanch.com/Loho. We're going to give you 50% off. Pudge is going to be happy. You're going to be happy. Your doggo is going to be happy. We're happy that Badlands Ranch is back with House of L, and we hope that you benefit from it and your doggo loves it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
A couple years later, you guys get Julius Peppers. I've heard Brian Urlacher say multiple times, best football player I've ever seen. I remember a practice where Devin caught a ball and Pep came from the other side of the formation and ran him down. And I was sitting there stunned because he's 6'7" and 300 pounds and Devin is the fastest person in the NFL. What was it like to play with Julius Peppers and watch Julius Peppers on film?
It was fun because Pep's quiet by nature. He's extremely quiet by nature. I think when he came to Chicago, we got that out of him because he was talking, he was joking. You got to think, it's me, it's Spike. It's Lack, Land, AB, Mike B. I don't know if Tommy was there or not. I don't think Tommy Harris was there or not. You got Nick Roach. You got Peace Latino with Samoa. You got Matt Tawina. Like, we had characters. We had great guys. More importantly, we had chemistry. We had a brotherhood. We had a bond. And having all of those characteristics, and then you got this massive human being who was quiet, and then he saw how we were and how we interacted. If anything, I just think it helped him even more to just open up and be this flower that blossomed into a bigger, more awesome Pep in Chicago. Pep never stretched. We would do all the dance and stuff. We would, you know, we would dance. It was like this competition at the D-line. And the linebackers would do. And they did like this stretch dance. And they would kind of do this thing every day. And Pep would just sit there like this with his helmet on. And he just wouldn't move. Hey, yo, what's up, yo? And he would just sit there. And we're all stretching and doing all this stuff. We tight. So we trying to get all loose and everything. Get ready for practice. We go do our pursuit drill. Like Devin ran, Pep ran Devin down. We do a pursuit drill. Pep's the right corner or right DN. I'm the right corner. And I got to get in this long, long pursuit angle. And I'm thinking, all right, I'm going to be like third to last. I'm not going to be last. I couldn't even catch Pep when I got in my run. That's how fast this dude was. And I'm normally I pride myself on not running people down. I pride myself on being able to run somebody down if I take the proper pursuit angle. I did it to Adrian Peterson, so I feel like I have some wheels on me. I could not catch this man. That play right there in practice, oh, he's special. Oh, he good. He is the real deal. He good. It just, to see him make the plays, screen plays, oh, my God. Tipping them, catching them, and then running them back. Just, he would come back to the huddle and go, oh, yeah, I'm from the East, son. Watch this. To be able to call your play out like that, he was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to eat this dude up. It was, I didn't see it all. I saw it on film because I was too busy covering. Hey, yo, Nut, I got you. Those games that I played, Calvin Johnson, I'd be like, hey, yo, D-line, I need y'all, man. I'm going over to Monster this week. He would look back and be like, hey, yo, Nut, I got you. Don't even trip. Don't even worry about it. Like, to be, he instilled so much confidence in me to cover these Hall of Fame receivers. He was just different. He was just different. Strong as hell. Saved my life one time. Logan Mankins, New England. I don't know if he was a center or guard. I kept chipping Logan. I chipped him about three times. And he goes, listen here, you little shit. He sounded like Homer Simpson. He goes, listen here, you little shit. I'm about sick of you. And he grabbed me. And I was doing all my little ninja jujitsu moves. I'm trying to do all this stuff like Bruce Leroy trying to get this Joker up off me. And I'm like, oh, it's not working. It's not working. Oh, Logan's strong as hell. And I remember Pep just came, was like, hey, yo, my man, chill out, yo. And just like pushed Logan up off me. Like, he threw him up out of the club. And I was like, hey, man, I appreciate that, Pep. It's all good, yo. It's all good. Like, he was always just real chill, too. That's the one thing I remember about Pep. He was just chill. He was calm. He never got rattled.
Did you ever have any interaction with Steve McMichael?
Not on that level. I mean, I saw him a couple times around town. We did a couple of events, but I didn't really know him like Jared knows. I didn't know him in that regard.
I'm happy that he getting his opportunity to go into the Hall of Fame too, because a lot of people remember Mongo the character. He used to have fun with Mark Giangreco on Channel 5 on Sunday nights. He was a four horseman. Like people remember that. And people think, look, of course you had great numbers. You played next to Dan Hampton and Richard Dent. But that guy was a tone setter in the middle of those defensive lines. So I'm glad that people are
starting to see that. And
yeah.
Recognizing his value and just saying, oh, you ate off of Dan Hampton and Dent. It's like, nah. I was actually pretty good myself. Yeah, I'm happy for that for that of him as well.
Yeah, and seeing him get into the Hall of Fame, I think he really deserves it. Just a couple more things before I let you go, because I know that you're busy. And I don't want to bring this up. But you know that I'm an advocate for your candidacy for the Hall of Fame. And
yes, sir.
I think a couple of things that we've said about Devin actually apply to you too. Your name continues to live on right. Sundays in the NFL. For you, are you bothered that you're not in the Hall? And how do you feel about the fact that you have had this legacy where right. now you're mentioned every single week?
I'm not bothered. I just don't think my time has come yet. I really think the whole peanut punch, it took off in Chicago when I first got there. I think the media never really covered it until like 2010 or 2011. Chicago knew about it. Chicago did their thing and said, oh, he's been doing this. My teammates knew about it. But the national media, the rest of the league, meaning the media, they didn't really cover it. Other teams, other coaches, other players, well, they spoke about it all the time. Hey, if you see this dude, no yak, just go down. So in that regard, I just take it as a sign of respect. And, you know, hopefully if it is my time, I just got to wait my turn to see what happens.
Are you going to Canton?
I will be there.
Oh, man. How excited are you?
Man, to go to football heaven, to see those guys. I remember when Brian went, and it was just, more than anything, that's the only time I turn into a fanboy is when I get around other Hall of Famers. And more than anything, when those Hall of Famers know my name, I'm like, yo, I just kicked it with John Randall. Hey, what's up, Peanut? Hey, how you doing, man? I kicked it with Barry Sanders. We were with Barry Sanders for the draft, Roman and I, and we were geeked. I was like, bruh, I just took a picture with Barry Sanders. I've known Barry probably 11 years. And the fact that I finally took a picture with him, I was like, yo, that's so dope. I took a picture with Rod Woodson, scared out of my mind. If you see the picture, you know, If you see a picture with me and Rod Woodson, I'll show it. I'll text it to you afterwards. I look so nervous because I'm like, that's Rod Woodson. Oh my God. But he knew my name, and I just thought it was a famous thing. So I turn into like a little fanboy when I get around the Hall of Fame, because there's just so much respect for these dudes and what they've done and what they did and how they changed the game in their, you know, in their decades and in their eras. Like, it really is the coolest thing. It really is the coolest thing. Oh man, I got darker. Now I'm light again. Okay, cool.
All right, no, you're good. Go watch Deadpool and Wolverine.
Have you seen it?
I did. I saw it this afternoon.
Oh, okay, yeah. What do you think about Doom?
Man, I'm so excited about this. I got some books.
I'm excited. I just don't know if I want him to play. Because they recycled him.
Here's the reason why he should play him. Because Dr. Doom pretty much is Tony Stark. It's like the opposite side of a coin. It's like, what if Tony Stark had decided to be evil? He would have been Dr. Doom.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to work out. I think they're going to put some. I got some stuff that you should read. I got a couple graphic novels that you should check out.
I think it'll work out because Robert Downey Jr. is just a really good actor. He can pull it off.
Yep.
I just was like, oh, okay.
Well, there's a lot of fan service in Deadpool and Wolverine. There's a mid-credit scene and there's a post-credit scene.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for doing this.
Batman, I'll see you. Are you going to Ken?
No, we didn't get to go, but Mully and Haw will be there. But I can't wait, man. I'm so happy for Devin. Like,
I'm going to the dinner Friday night.
Oh man, that's gonna be large.
I'll be at the dinner Friday night. So I'll take some videos. I'll send them to you, whatever. So you can post them or do your thing. Yeah, I'll definitely do that.
So how cool is it that Charles Tillman is going to be like a correspondent for House of Hell? I'm gonna have to write him a check. He's gonna be a correspondent at House of Hell for the Hall of Fame with his guys going there. And I'm sure there's going to be just an incredible party for Devin and for Pep, and those guys are gonna all get together. I wish I was in Canton, man. I truly do. We tried, you know, Dan and I, we made our pitch that we should be the show to go. But we didn't win. So those guys are going to be down there. They're going to have a good time. And I'm so jealous. I'm jealous that Mully and Haw are going to be there. They're going to have a great time too. And they're going to do great shows. But big thanks to Charles and thanks to the folks over at NBC Sports Chicago. Everyone over there has just been, like, as you can imagine, like, these are not fun times over there with the announcement that the network is going to cease operations at the end of September. But everyone over there has just been amazing. So big thanks to my guy Anthony Durunda. Big thanks to my guy Nelly. Big thanks to my guy Ellis. Big thanks to my guy Bulldog for their help with getting me this so that you can hear the whole thing. And it's funny, there's stuff in here that you can't hear, which was amazing. When I got Charles on the Zoom, he was actually like teaching his son how to drive. It was fantastic. And I would share it if it wasn't so personal, but I just wanted you to know that if you're out there like, man, I wonder if Charles Tillman is really that dude. He's really that dude. So big thanks to him and thanks to the folks over at NBC Sports Chicago for holding this down and allowing me to put it on House of L. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I know you enjoy. I don't even have to hope. I know you enjoyed this episode. So go tell a friend. Go share it. And give us a review. Oh, I didn't. This was video was NBC's. So I couldn't put this on the YouTube page, but House of L has a YouTube page. There's going to be more content on there, so you should subscribe to it. If you like listening just to audio, we good. We're going to take care of you and see you got a bonus episode that the YouTube people didn't even get. But House of L's YouTube page, just search for it. You'll see it. I appreciate you. Talk to you next time. Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.